The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization is teaming up with partners to help minimize risks to children exposed to pesticides used during agricultural production. Child laborers and youth workers working in agriculture have an even greater risk. According to a Global Estimates report released by the International Labour Organization in 2012, 168 million girls and boys worldwide are working in child labour, and 60% of the labour takes place in the agriculture sector. As part of the work to promote safe agricultural practices worldwide, a new tool is being released today as a way to raise awareness and strengthen knowledge about the hazards of pesticide use for children. To explain more is Ben Seifert, FAO focal point for child labour prevention in agriculture. Mr. Seifert, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
To start, one might ask why this tool is needed. Aren't the hazards of exposure to pesticides generally known by producers in agriculture?
Well, one would assume that a lot is known about pesticides and how to safely use them. But the reality, I believe, is that many agricultural producers do not have the full knowledge needed to apply pesticides safely or also to reduce the risks that are associated with it. And the need for this actual visual tool that we have produced together with the International Labour Organization was identified by rural producers themselves. We worked together with the Ministry of Agriculture and also, again, with our counterpart, the ILO, in one specific West African country, where we undertook research on the extent of children's involvement in the rice and cotton value chains. And we found that children are exposed to pesticides in many different ways. They at times apply those pesticides themselves, but in other situations they stand close by and are exposed to the pesticides. But even beyond the actual production process, there are also many other situations where children are exposed. For example, if they use the empty containers to collect water, sometimes they are involved in preparing the kit that is used for spraying, so they mix the pesticides. In other situations, they might sell them, or they might have to wash the clothes of adults who have used pesticides. So in this context, we found that the general awareness on how to use pesticides safely is quite limited. So in this particular context of a West African country, we were asked by the Ministry of Agriculture and by producers themselves to develop this very practical, simple visual tool. It works with many illustrations that display the situations that I've just described. And on the backside, the facilitator or the teacher who trains the producers' organizations or a school class, a community, has some simple instructions and core messages on how they could reduce the risks associated with exposure to pesticides.
What are some of the impacts of exposure on children?
First of all, maybe it's important to recognize that children are particularly vulnerable to pesticides for different biological and behavioral reasons. Their minds and bodies are still developing, so their lower body weight and size, combined with a greater rate of breathing, this all results to a greater exposure to pesticides. And when they are exposed to pesticides, it could result in very acute poisoning or long-term chronic health problems. And you can imagine that children who have already health problems, it might very likely also reduce their future employment prospects. And even it could reduce their life expectancy.
What age group are we talking about here? What is the target audience for this particular manual?
Well, it can be used for informing both adults and children and youth. But we also developed it in that specific context of wanting to target in particular the group 15 to 17, because for this group, we have the unique opportunity that we can transform a situation of hazardous child labor, so when they are exposed to pesticides while they're working, to a situation of youth employment so that they might work on this very same field but not be exposed to pesticides anymore. And we could transform a situation actually of hazardous child labor into one of decent youth employment. Let me explain this, because if a child above the minimum age of employment, and in most countries that would be the age of 15, if, let's say, therefore, a 16-year-old applies pesticides in the field in a work situation, this is, legally speaking, referred to as hazardous child labor and is therefore illegal in most countries of the world. If the very same, say, 16-year-old would instead apply a safe agricultural practice that is not hazardous, we could even convert a situation of hazardous child labor into one of decent use employment. So there is a great potential to target in particular this age group 15 to 17. That's where agricultural organizations can make a big difference promoting youth employment, a very practical approach that can be combined with safe agricultural practices.
And what can FAO do to encourage safer agricultural practices?
Well, one tool that FAO has been promoting for many years is the International Code of Conduct on Pesticide Management. And this code was in recent years to reduce, in particular, children's vulnerability to exposure to pesticides. So it encourages governments and the pesticides industry to take very special actions that are related to the exposure of vulnerable groups, which includes children. So one aspect that FAO has started to engage in is awareness raising, capacity development at local level for communities, for producers, organizations to create more knowledge and to change behavior in this regard. And this tool is one of the specific actions that countries could take. It's a way of implementing a very specific aspect of the Code of Conduct on Pesticide Management. But besides, let's say, this more global level type of work, FAO has been promoting for many years various safe agricultural practices. For example, integrated pest management, which provides an alternative to pesticides.
Mr. Seifert, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for inviting me.